Today is Tuesday, May 7th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to break out those shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I have Quince. Quince has helped me build a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And now that it's almost summer, their European linen pants and shorts have been my go-to for comfort and style. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. We're starting today with important updates out of Gaza. Yesterday, Hamas accepted a ceasefire proposal, which would have permanently ended the war. But the celebration was quickly tempered when Israeli officials said that Hamas had actually accepted a different version than the one on offer. Israeli officials said that the terms were unacceptable, and then immediately began airstrikes on Rafah, where over 1 million people have relocated since the war began. U.S. officials are still in the region trying to salvage an agreement, and both parties reportedly remain at the table. Defendant Donald was found in contempt of court for violating his gag order for the 10th time yesterday. And again, Judge Juan Marchand merely threatened him with jail time if the violations continue, even if that jail time is only a matter of hours. Donald told reporters outside the courthouse that he would be willing to go to jail if it means he can keep attacking whoever he wants on Truth Social, saying, quote, "I'll do that sacrifice any day." Okay, I'd like to see it. Aside from the gag order thing, day 12 of the trial was devoted to hearing testimony regarding the business records and processes of the Trump Organization, specifically how the company recorded the reimbursement to Michael Cohen for paying Stormy Daniels' hush money payment. The jury heard testimony from former Trump Organization comptroller Jeffrey McConney and accounts payable supervisor Deborah Tarasoff, who entered a series of checks, vouchers, and stubs related to Michael Cohen's reimbursement into the evidence record. Most of the checks were paid out of Donald's personal account and signed by him at the White House, and were logged internally as legal expenses from a retainer agreement with Cohen. 82-year-old Senator Bernie Sanders announced yesterday that he will run for re-election this coming November for a fourth term. I will save you the Google. Bernie is a year older than Biden, and Senate terms are 6 years, so he'll be right up against 90 by the end of that. But he can meme like a young person, and that's what matters. Speaking of those of advanced age, we have some good-ish news. The projected go-broke date for Medicare has been changed to be later than expected. In a report published yesterday, Medicare's go-broke date for its Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, which pays healthcare costs for people over 65, was pushed back by 5 years to 2036, thanks to more tax income and lower than projected expenses in 2023. However, after 2036, Medicare will only be able to cover 89% of costs. As for Social Security, things are not looking as rosy. Instead of last year's projection that Social Security's trust funds, which cover old age and disability recipients, would be able to pay full benefits through 2035, this year's report found that it will only be able to pay through 2034, after which it will only be able to pay out 83% of benefits. So basically, it's like if your boss was like, "Sorry, we can only afford to pay 83% of your paycheck now." But what I'm hearing also is that right now, we are paying taxes for benefits that we are projected to never receive. From the generation that brought us, "You have to pay back your student loans because we did." And one more thing. Somehow, I just know that someone will dare utter the take that millennials have killed Social Security. For our final story, a U.S. soldier was detained in Russia last week. Staff Sergeant Gordon Black had been stationed in South Korea and traveled to Vladivostok, Russia, on leisure, to visit a woman who army officials say he was romantically involved with. The soldier was detained on Thursday after he was accused of stealing from the woman and is now being held in pretrial confinement. A U.S. Army spokesperson said that the officer had traveled there without permission from his superiors. Nothing sketchy about this story whatsoever. It's giving honeypot. I won't save you the Google on that one. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. The weather's getting warmer, and it's time to break out those shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I have Quince. Quince has helped me build a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And now that it's almost summer, their European linen pants and shorts have been my go-to for comfort and style. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.